USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the 7-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. There is some good news in the fight against COVID tonight, as an experimental treatment for COVID-19 has gained emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The antibody treatment developed by Regeneron is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The treatment had been praised by President Trump and was one of the therapeutics that he received while he was hospitalized after contracting the virus back in October. Earlier this month, emergency authorization was also given to a similar drug being developed by drug maker Eli Lilly. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As coronavirus cases have been rising across the country, there is hope at recent announcements about two upcoming vaccines. And with that, could door-to-door vaccinations become a thing?
Pfizer and BioNTech have both submitted a request to the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine to be granted emergency use authorization. Pfizer has said their two-shot vaccine is 95% effective. That company is on track to produce 50 million doses by the end of 2020 and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin says filing for emergency use authorization in the U.S. is a critical step in making their vaccine candidate available to the global population as quickly as possible. The rush to market can be concerning for consumers as the nation faces another potential lockdown, meaning vaccines will then be distributed in closely controlled quarters or door-to-door in-home, leaving those normally not at risk now exposed to the virus. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Mike Pence and other prominent Republicans are making the case that a Republican majority in the Senate is a necessity, which means they need wins in two runoff elections in Georgia. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Vice President Mike Pence is throwing his support behind Republican senators in Georgia. Pence making a stop in the Peach State on Friday and called for their reelection to ensure a Republican majority in the Senate. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Regarding those races in Georgia, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
If Chuck Schumer gets his way, if he gets the Senate majority, as we heard on the streets of New York just a couple weekends ago from him, that he plans to change America. I can tell you, having been in Georgia yesterday, that people there don't intend to let Chuck Schumer, quote-unquote, take Georgia or to change America, because his kind of change means packing the court, raising your taxes, making Washington, D.C. a state, taking away your health insurance on the job, taking away your gun, giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Senator, I know
that's
how...
That's not what the people of Georgia want, and that's
right.
Not what they're going to allow.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the largest city in Canada has gone into lockdown as coronavirus cases in the city are on the rise. Starting Monday, the city of Toronto will go into a 28-day lockdown. The city recorded several hundred new cases this past week, setting record highs for daily COVID cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.